The city of Unalaska could be on the hook for nearly $6,000 after unredacted copies of the mayoral recall petition were posted on Facebook. As KUCB's Zoe Sobel reports, the city clerk has apologized to community members who had parts of their social security numbers released.
Once a recall petition is certified by the city clerk, it becomes part of public record and anyone can request to see it. On December 27th, the petition against Mayor Frank Kelty went public after KUCB and other parties requested copies. But a week later, City Clerk Margie Veter realized she had mistakenly released an unredacted version, including the last four digits of Social Security numbers for 75 people who signed the petition.
I apologize that non-redacted copies of the petition were in people's hands.
Veter said she noticed her mistake only when the clerk's department was notified that a community member had posted the petition online. She sent an apology letter to everyone affected on January 11th. Veter says it's only a legal liability if all digits in a Social Security number are released. But on the advice of the city attorney, she decided to cover the cost of identity theft monitoring for the 75 people.
We wanted to do the right thing. That's why we made that offer. It's not that we were legally required to do so. We just wanted to do the right thing.
If all 75 take the city up on its offer, Unalaska will have to shell out $5,800. Veter says that money will come out of the clerk's budget. Affected community members have until June 30th to apply for reimbursement. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.